Hello, friends. Welcome to this week's episode of Grips in the Gospel. My name is Reverend Katie Griffiths, and it is a joy and a pleasure to be with you today. It is one of my favorite days on the liturgical calendar. Today is All Saints Sunday, and it is a day where we ponder and remember and send love to and commune with our saints, those that have gone on before us to glory. And it is a beautiful way to remember the people that shaped us and to praise God for His almighty power. And that is what we will be doing throughout our day today together. So it is also a communion Sunday, and you'll hear a little bit about that at the end of the service, but I, as always, encourage you to find a place where you can actually get communion, where you can commune with others, where you can be with friends at the table and feel the love of God through communion. So let us come together now in a time of worship. The Lord be with you and also with you. Let us give thanks to God for all the saints of our lives and the witness they have shared with us, even as we continue to walk the journey of faith and make our way to the glory that God is preparing for all of us. Let us pray. Eternal God, our help in ages past, our hope for years to come, we praise you for the saints of all times and places who have walked the road of faith before us and beside us, for their witness to your love and their commitment to your justice, for their true trust in your mercy, regardless of the circumstance. We give you thanks and praise. God of all creation, we praise you for all of your servants who have witnessed to your truth, who have shown us your love, who have inspired us to have hope. By their example of faith, hope, and love, remind us of your calling to join in making your new creation real in this world and the next. God of grace and peace, we praise you for women and men and children who reflect your love into the world. Guide us to continue their faithful work as we too walk in the light of your love. God of all saints, today, we especially remember the saints from among this community who have departed our company over the past year, for their courage amidst strife and their hope in the face of death. We remember so many other saints who have walked this road with us, whom we name before you aloud or in silence. Continue to inspire us by their faithful witness, that we too might join in bringing your justice, mercy, and peace to our world. Eternal God, as we walk this pilgrim way, make our faith firm, our hope clear, and our love pure, that we might join the saints of all the ages in praise eternal through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Today's epistle lesson comes from the letter to the Ephesians from Paul. We are in the first chapter, verses 11 through 23. Hear now the word of the Lord. In Christ we have also obtained an inheritance, having been destined according to the purpose of Him who accomplishes all things according to His counsel and will, so that we, who were the first to set our hope on Christ, might live for the praise of His glory. In Him you also, when you have heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, and had believed in Him, were marked with the seal of the promised Holy Spirit. This is the pledge of our inheritance toward redemption as God's own people, to the praise of His glory. I have heard your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love toward all the saints. And for this reason, I do not cease to give thanks for you as I remember you in my prayers. That the God of your Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you a spirit of wisdom and revelation as you come to know him. So that with the eyes of your heart enlightened, you may perceive what is the hope to which he has called you. What are the riches of his glorious inheritance among the saints? And what is the immeasurable greatness of his power for us who believe according to the working of his great power? God put his power to work in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion and above every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the age to come. And he has put all things under his feet and made him the head over all things for the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. The word of God for us, the people of God. Thanks be to God. Let us pray together. Dear Lord, we come to you today just humbled. Humbled that there are so many people that came before us, so many saints that are looking over the balcony rail of heaven, reflecting your love and light down to us. That their legacy built our faith. That their time on earth was an example of your love so that we may use that example in our own lives as we work to reflect your love out into the world. Hear us now as we pray those words that your Son, the saint of all saints, the hope of all hope, taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Today's gospel lesson comes from the gospel according to Luke. We are in the 6th chapter, verses 20 through 31. Hear now the word of the Lord. Then he looked up at his disciples and said, "Blessed are you who are poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed are you who are hungry now, for you will be filled. Blessed are you who weep now, for you will laugh. Blessed are you when people hate you, and when they exclude you, revile you, and defame you on account of the Son of Man. Rejoice in that day and leap for joy, for surely your reward is great in heaven. For that is what their ancestors did to the prophets. But woe to you who are rich, for you have received your consolation. Woe to you who are full now, for you will be hungry. Woe to you who are laughing now, for you will mourn and weep. Woe to you when all speak well of you, for that is what their ancestors did to the false prophets. But I say to you that listen, love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you. Pray for those who abuse you. If anyone strikes you on the cheek, offer the other also. And from anyone who takes away your coat, do not withhold even your shirt. Give to everyone who begs from you. And if anyone takes away your goods, do not ask for them again. Do to others as you would have them do to you." The word of God for us, the people of God. Thanks be to God. Would you pray with me? Dear Lord, as we come together remembering our saints, let us be inspired by your word. Let us all hear these words, these passages, these ideas with fresh ears, that we can be inspired to share the good news throughout the world. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of all of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Almost 20 years ago now, I got a call from my grandmother to help her with something. I was happy to do it. I figured she needed me to grate cheese for her famous cheese muffins or change a light bulb or polish some brass for her. That was my normal list of granddaughter duties. But this was a slightly different assignment. I got to her house and she asked me to drive her to the cemetery. I was happy to help, but I was a little confused. She tended to all of the cemetery plots in the family. She weeded and cut low-hanging branches. She made sure the family plots were up to her very high standards of upkeep. I wasn't sure what she needed me for, but that was the day she chose to bring me into the fold. She took me on a grand tour of where her parents and aunts and uncles were buried, where my grandfather's family was laid to rest. My new job, when she went to heaven, was going to be the care of those sacred family spaces. But the most important job was the placement each year of the Christmas cemetery wreaths. She showed me where they were stored and told me where to buy the best bows. It seemed the cemetery job was now mine. And for my trouble, I have a free place to live when I die, right next to Gogi. So the job's not all that bad. And I'm happy to do it. It's the one thing that I promised her I would do for her. So I see it as a way to honor her. I never really spent much time at Riverside Cemetery before I was given this lovely job. What I've found over the years of visits and care for the little plot of land that it allows me to stay better connected with my ancestors. I say their name each time I visit. And while I know saying the names of my loved ones out loud won't bring them back down from heaven, I feel like it brings their legacy to life in a small way. It reminds me of who I am and where I came from. It reminds me of the people that loved me from the very first breath that I took, and even a few people who loved me before they knew what name I would be given. And the blessings and the woes that we hear in Luke, there's one that stood out this week. Blessed are those who weep now, for you will laugh. The passage is full of an ebb and flow of good and bad, action and consequence, hardship and rejoicing. As I thought about my cemetery time this week, I thought about the swing of emotions that we have in these sacred spaces. Places where the veil is thin and our saints can come to look over the balcony of heaven to more easily see us. I have wept at those places of rest. I have mourned and been sad and felt alone and lost. But as time has gone on, as I've gone back to commune with my saints, as I have been entrusted as their caretaker and said their names and thank God for their witness every time I have returned, I do find that I can smile and I can laugh. Every year when I put the cemetery wreaths back out, I laugh to myself that I'm still and forever will be doing exactly what Gogi told me to do. She is no longer here to give me an actual side eye or wag her finger at me, but I still have a healthy respect and fear of what would happen if I didn't do exactly as I was told by my grandmother. Everyone's inheritance and way to commune with the saints looks different. I know that the people that I loved and that loved me are not in that spot of land in Riverside Cemetery. They are, in fact, communing with God in heaven. The real inheritance that having this cemetery calling gives is dedication to legacy and faith and family that is manifested in my care of those places. The real inheritance is the hope that Paul speaks of in the letter to the Ephesians. With the eyes of your heart enlightened, you may perceive what is the hope to which he has called you. What are the riches of his glorious inheritance among the saints? And what is the immeasurable greatness of his power for us who believe, according to the working of his great power? Our saints are the greatest example of faith that we have to look to. Paul says it is the thing that shows God's immeasurable greatness. I love that idea. Not only are our saints a great example of faith and in life, but their ever presence in death is what we can look to as the best example of the might and power and hope of God. His immeasurable greatness means that we are covered by his immeasurable grace. His immeasurable greatness means that we will one day be bound for glory and be with him forever. His immeasurable greatness means that our hope is secure with the knowledge that our saints will greet us and commune with us as we spend eternity basking in the light and love of God. His immeasurable greatness brought his son back from the dead to be our Savior. His immeasurable greatness shows us that while we may weep for a moment, we will laugh for eternity. No matter what, friends, no matter how much we mourn or are worried or feel lost, there is always hope. And for me, that is the best part of the celebration of All Saints' Day. It is a reminder of all of those who loved us up and made us who we are today. And it is the promise of hope for tomorrow and tomorrow, for our tomorrow on earth and our tomorrow in heaven. Paul says, I have heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love toward all of the saints. And for this reason, I do not cease to give thanks for you as I remember you in my prayers. Paul reminds us that it is not just our love of those in our community, but the love we have for those who came before us that can be a reflection of our faith. People may roll their eyes when I talk about cemetery wreaths. People may whisper that I have gone round the bend when I read names out loud off the headstones and giggle at a cemetery. But I know deep down that it is from a place of honor that I do these things. Honoring the request of a discerning and loving grandmother. Honoring the people who went on to glory before me and gave our entire family a foundation of faith that has carried on for generations. And the legacy of laughter that comes with it. One of my favorite professors at Candler was our bishop in residence, the amazing Bishop Larry Good, pastor. With a name like that, what else could he have been in life? He's the first person I ever heard use the term balcony saints. I really love that idea. I love that we have a whole host of people who still love us, even though their time on earth is done, who lean over the balcony of heaven and watch over us. I especially feel them where the veil is thin. I am sure that Gogi is keeping a close watch over my wreath placements at the cemetery. I am sure that my aunts and uncles and grandparents and friends all have to keep a close eye on me as I walk these paths here at the campground. I am sure they comfort me when I weep and they laugh when I do. I am sure they get a kick out of my snake encounters and my Dr. Dolittle walks with all of my animals. I am sure they wag their fingers when I watch Auburn football games and say words that ladies don't usually say. And I am sure, I am very sure that when we worship here and when we come together in this to the table in this place, that all of our balcony saints are full of love for the chance to get to commune with us once again. The words of my favorite hymn for all the saints remind us of that very thing. Oh, bless communion, fellowship divine. We feebly struggle, they in glory shine. Yet all are one in thee, for all are thine. Alleluia, alleluia. As we come together at the table for communion, Let us keep close to our hearts all of those saints that have come before us. Those who come with you to communion in spirit and in truth. Those who have labored and now are at rest. Those, they are here where the veil is thin. They are at the table with us and keep watch over the balcony as we go throughout our days. Let us remember and be thankful for the inheritance of greatness that they have already received, and one that is waiting on us when we join them. For in life and in death, God is with us. We are never alone. Our saints and our God are always with us. Amen. As we go throughout our week this week, let us remember our saints. Let us look for signs of their love and hope and joy in us still. And let us reflect those signs of love back out into the world. Because in life, in death, in life beyond death, God is with us. We are not alone. Thanks be to God. Amen.